Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis. Today FM.
For John and his family in Cork and Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash, they won 250 quid for that, David Williams. Can you believe that?
Euro. Slightly less.
Still a nice thing to just pick
it
a song.
Is. That's all he had to do. That's how easy it is to win 250 euros in Ireland. Can you name a song? Yes, I can. Monster Mash. There you go.
Oh, my God. What a pleasure. So I've told you this before. So that you've been on the show before, but it's always been remote. And
I prefer it that way.
And we've been running something on the show for 10 years, Little Reader. I did tell you this last time. I don't expect you to remember, but you are by far the most popular author that the kids of Ireland choose to read from.
Well, that is lovely.
For 10 years now. It's exciting.
Well, that is nice, yeah. I mean, I just try and write entertainment for kids. You know, that's what I see my mission is, to try and get kids to read. So the fact that kids choose to read my books is very exciting.
And there's a little boy named Elijah Acano, and he is the son of a friend of mine, and I know he's listening, and he reads you your books in school, so much so that they're like, okay, we've got to do class now, and he won't put them down. He had 4 on the go yesterday.
Oh my goodness me.
That's good.
Well, I've got to sign a book for him.
Yeah.
Elijah. No problem.
Tell me about the new book, because to do something for the festive period is, you know, a lot of people have written books around this time of year.
It's a worry. What have you done? It's Boxing Day, it's in the bargain bin. That's the main concern. No, I hadn't done anything, but then I just had an idea for a story. I wanted to write a story that was sort of Home Alone meets Die Hard.
Okay.
I know that sounds strange, but I wanted to write a story set at Christmas. I didn't want it to be twee and Christmassy.
Yeah.
So this is an action adventure about a boy and his dad who dresses up as the Santa in this toy shop. They get stuck in the toy shop overnight between Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. And the elves are planning a robbery, and they have to foil the robbery using only the toys in the shop.
Okay.
I know some of the best Christmas stories, like Christmas Carol, obviously, is not, you know, not twee in any way. But, you know, sometimes I see books that look a bit twee and it just feels like a stocking filler and not something really
it's
going to be mean anything after Christmas Day. So I wanted it to be, you know, on a big scale, and being in a toy shop overnight, I thought was great. Being alone in a toy shop was
kind of cool. We kind of all want that experience.
Yes, I know. And it just, I was just thinking back to when, you know, I grew up just outside of London, and every year my mum and dad would take me and my sister up to walk around Hamley's toy store.
Or yes.
Harrods had an amazing toy department. We only bought a Star Wars figure or something. But they
which
had
good.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying they had toys, like they'd have like a half size Aston Martin, you know, that ran on petrol, or they'd have those teddy bears that reached the ceiling and stuff like that. So it's really about kind of, you know, using all those kind of things in a battle. And it's also a story about the dad and son are estranged, and so it's about them in the space of that one night. They go on this adventure together, and their relationship is sort of, you know, repaired.
It is incredible to me, because you've written so many titles now that...
It's quantity over quality, but thank you.
But that your imagination, and that, isn't that looking around and spotting of somebody and you're thinking they could turn into a really good character, and characters that, as you get children reading, it really does.
Yeah, I mean, it's normally a few things at once, you know, like I was thinking, I love Die Hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know that sounds crazy, but you sometimes think, well, so what's the, you know, if I was writing a, you know, children's book, how could you sometimes encapsulate it? I thought, what's great is he's stuck in a building, Christmas, you know, on Christmas Eve, He's completely outgunned, isn't he?
Yes.
And yet still, and he's not like a hero.
There's hope.
He's not like a, I don't know, I can't remember what his job is, but he's not a, you know, he's a cop, isn't he? But
I can't remember.
I can't remember. He's Bruce Willis. And you know, he's like, has to rise the occasion. So I was just sort of thinking, what's so great about that story? And I was thinking, okay, what's my version of that? And by the time I've written the story, no one would go, oh, that's like Die Hard. But yeah, so I'm sometimes inspired by things I've seen, things that I love. I'd always thought, wouldn't it be an amazing thing? In the story, The mum and dad are divorced, and the mum brings her son to meet Father Christmas, mm-hmm. not knowing it's her ex-husband.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
It may have happened.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was an intriguing start to the story. And you know, it's like, I've got to have fun writing it, because
mm-hmm.
kids read these books in a day and go, right, I've finished, when's the next one out? But I've got to sit with them for months and months and months, you know, to get them right. So I really enjoyed being in that world, but it is quite weird writing a Christmas book in June.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit disjointed.
So I had to listen to some Christmas music.
And get into the spirit.
I can pick a Christmas song, if you like, for €250.
No, I don't want that just yet. Halloween!
Last Christmas by Wham! Here we go!
Halloween needs its day in the sun still. Okay, so what if you... I've got a question from Jack in a second, but what if you were to write, like, an Irish character? Have you thought about this? I suppose you have in some ways, have you?
I try not to, but yeah, I suppose I could do. I mean, I try and make the stories universal.
Yeah. Like, World's Worst Children is still, even though my daughter's 14 now, it's still, we're just like, let's just laugh at Mindy Windy. Let's pick this up and laugh at Gas again.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why I shouldn't. Now you've said it, I think, I should have done it, yeah. I mean, I grew up with those Busy, Busy World books, do you know those?
Yeah, yeah.
And they had all the different stories from, like, different countries, and I remember, what's the story about kissing the stone, isn't there?
Blarney Stone.
The Blarney
and
Stone.
Cork.
Yeah, I remember reading that story and being really, really interested in it.
I think you have to, and then can you just dedicate it to me? Thank you.
I dedicate everything to you. Everything
you.
I do it for you. Another song, €250.
There you go. He's racking up the money now.
€500 of any milk.
Do you want Jack's question now? This is Jack Power.
Hello, my name is Jack. I am 8 years old. My favorite David Wallace book is Gangster Granny Strikes Again. My question to you is, what's your favorite out of all the books you've written?
Oh, do you have one?
Favorite book of all the ones I've written is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I stupidly let this lady get all the credit.
You didn't use your right name, your correct name.
Yes, well, you know, I know it sounds corny, but you want to think that your latest book is your best one.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going downhill. And so, you know, I always get really fired up about the latest one. So I'm excited about Santa and Son. I love The Blunders as well, which came out a couple of years ago, which was about a sort of family of English upper-class twits.
Yes.
I'd wanted to do something that was like a... basically like a silent film comedy in book form.
Uh-huh.
I, you know, and I was like, how do I do this? But it was like a sort of family of Mr. Bean's.
It was good, yes.
And it was just emphasis on comedy. So when I think the books are, you know, at their... the funniest books are sort of my favourite. I mean, and you mentioned World's Worst Children.
I love that
really
one.
Really great coming up with that. Because also it's like, in most children's books, the children at the centre of the stories are nice, and the grown-ups are sometimes horrible. But
yeah.
That one turns it on its head, because the children are horrible.
They
and
really
actually,
are.
Kids love reading about... you know,
they're like, I'm not as bad
children.
As that guy.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. But that's a great question, Jack. Can we give Jack a book?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
€250.
Yeah, stop giving away my money, David. Right, we're going to get a quick ad break out of the way, and then we're going to get a couple of callers
give away
on.
€250.
David Volumes is staying where he is. This
Weekend
is Today
Breakfast
FM.
On Today FM with Disney Plus.
Starring Glenn Powell, Chad Powers.
Lady Gaga, The Dead Dance on Today FM. Alison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. Exactly 9:44. Our guest in studio, David Williams, is with us still. You don't mind still being here, y'all.
I thought it was the dad dance.
No. Is that why you were dancing the way you were?
Dad dancing.
The Dead Dance.
It's a good song.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Very Euro.
During listening to it, it made me gay.
That's her effect on people, isn't it? Anyway, moving swiftly. beautifully along. Alice Kenny, and she is a young girl. She's 11, and she is a massive, massive fan of you and the biggest ever, and she's read loads of your books, especially Gangster Granny. That is a very popular one. She has dyslexia, so she listens to the books instead of reading them sometimes, but she also likes to write her own stories. So let's meet Alice. Alice, how are you? Alice Kenny.
Really good, really excited.
Good morning, Alice.
Hi.
Alice, will you tell us, you've written some of your own books. Tell David about them.
Well, I just love writing stories because, I get transported somewhere in my mind. It's just like you can believe whatever you want to believe, and you can, like, in the world inside your head, anything's possible, and that's just really magical.
You would agree.
It's the best description of writing stories I've ever heard. I think we have a future author.
Oh, definitely.
On our hands.
Definitely, Alice. Tell us some of the titles of the books that you've written, because I like this as well.
So I've written The Man with the Invisible Dogs, Alex and the Dream, and I'm working on a new one called Lace.
Wow.
Yes. Do you remember there was a book called Lace? Do you remember?
Really?
No, was there?
Yes. So in the 1980s. Do you remember?
You weren't around,
Alice.
Yours
is going to be very different.
Yes, definitely.
Is Lace the name of a character?
No.
What's the story Lace about?
Well, it's about a girl who discovers there's tiny people living in the house she is staying in.
Ooh.
And they can go through the wall at night time. Then she noticed where the wall meets the floor, there's a little bit of lace sticking out. And so she's wondering, the wall can't move, so how did the bit of lace get there? And that's where it all kind of begins.
That's brilliant. I'm writing this all down because it's going to be my next book.
Alice, you've given David your idea.
I don't have to pay you anything, do I? No, these are great. These are amazing ideas. And how old are you?
11
years old.
I know.
Already brains full of incredible and original stories.
You've
got to keep writing, Alice, because you have an amazing imagination. And that's, I'd say, the one thing that is the most important thing as an author, because you've got to dream up worlds that other people haven't dreamed up before.
Is that your advice, David? That's good advice.
Yeah, and you know, people don't think, where'd you get ideas from? Well, you know, obviously, Alice, you know, you, like all kids, dreams, and you have dreams at night, you wake up and you go, oh, wow, all these amazing things will happen. Or I think writing is like daydreaming.
Mm.
You know, you're kind of on your own, you're picturing things in your mind, and you're thinking, oh, this is interesting, maybe I should try and write it down. I think of it as like I'm trying to remember a film I've never seen.
Oh, I like that.
So
that's good, isn't it?
What happens next? What happens next? But these are brilliant ideas. I see another one. Yeah, The Man with the Invisible Dogs is good.
It's really good. And Alice, before we let you go, you say, is Gangster Granny your favourite one?
Probably, yes, because I like the way he... it's not a sad story, even though Granny dies. It's still funny. It's still fun.
Spoiler
and
alert.
And you don't feel sad.
Alice.
I didn't know she died in the end. I should have checked that. I'm not reading that now.
Alice, best of luck. We're going to keep an eye on you and keep in touch with
and
you as
Alice,
a show.
We have signed... I've signed a Santa and Son for you. But also, by accident, I signed two Santa and Sons to Alice. Alice, do you know anyone else called Alice that we could give this second book to? Or you could have one to read and then one just to put on your shelf.
Yeah.
And keep it as an heirloom.
We could also get another Alice, 0874-100-102.
Yes,
your
that's
name
what we
is do.
Alice.
Yes.
And you would like a signed book, then let us know.
Alice, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
You,
take
Alice,
care, honey,
keep,
okay?
Keep writing. You are a superstar.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
And next we've got Enda Fitzgerald. But before we go anywhere, guys, Enda, how are you?
Good.
Is it true it's your birthday?
Yes.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eleanor. Happy birthday to you.
I'm letting David sing because it's better than me, Enda. Enda, how are you in general? Is it all good, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent. You are a massive David Walliams fan, and you're rereading one of his favorites. What are you reading at the moment?
Billionaire Boy.
Oh, very good.
Yes, that's a popular one.
Do you have
especially with boys.
Do you have a question for him?
And billionaires like it as well.
I don't have one. I feel that you're putting Raj in every single one of your books. I don't know why.
Ah, so there's a character of a news agent that connects a lot of the world. You know, I put him in the first book, The Boy in the Dress, and he was a... I really loved the character because he was a fun character, runs a sweet shop, and he's like... grown up, but he's a bit like a big kid as well. So
he
is in a lot of my books, but he's not in all of my books because they started setting them in like Victorian times and 100
so
years into the
be.
Future and stuff like that. But I'd like to bring him back, and kids often say, can we have a whole book about Raj?
Why not? Agent?
So I might do at some point because he's a great character. And he's based on my real news agent, Raj, the shop called Raj's News.
Really?
Yeah, he had a famously kind of messy shop. And me and Matt Lucas used to go in there, and he sort of said, where's the Tippex? Have you checked under the Radio Times? I don't know what the rules are here. But yeah, so I think that's a good idea. And I've signed a book for you as well.
Yes, you have, yes.
It does say to Alice, don't worry.
The easiest thing... We've got one for you.
...is you change your name to Alice.
Don't worry, Enda, we have one for you.
I have signed a one for you, don't worry.
A brand new book. Thank you so much, Enda. Have a great birthday, okay? Bye. Oh my God, excellent. So you're getting the feeling you've got lots of fans out there, and your new book. We had more that were ready to talk to you. Santa and Son. It's excellent. It's really, really good and beautifully illustrated again.
Yeah, I
loved it.
I didn't do those.
No, you didn't do them.
It's like when people say, you know what I like most about your books? The illustrations. My mum met Graham Norton and said, do you know what I like most about your show? The guests.
We were saying we feel like we should have had a sofa here today. We have so many guests coming on. It's brilliant.
I know, you've got
Chris
Hadfield, astronaut.
I know, he's been to space. Well, your book is, I bet you've got a book about space.
I have, Space Boy.
Yeah.
And he's written a novel.
Yes, yeah. And it's called...
Well, he claims he has.
It's kind of based on real
stuff. Has it got anyone else's name? Let me look at this book.
Final Orbit.
Because it sometimes says, with help from. Let me have a look.
No, it's fiction based on fact.
You know what? It doesn't say anyone else.
No.
Yeah.
He did it himself. David, we have to have you back now. I know you've got to go.
I've not left yet.
I know. But you've got signings. You've got loads of people and carloads from everywhere across the country.
I'm off now to Eason's bookstore to sign some books. Lots of kids there, so that's exciting. But this has been brilliant. This has been my...
We really enjoyed having you on.
This is my favourite radio show I've done this morning.
Thank you.
By a long way.
Yeah, that's great. I'll put that on my CV. Actually, now before I let you go, though, I do think it's
250 euro.
250 euro.
In cash.
It's important to say this to you. You really do get a lot of people reading when it's difficult and when children don't want to. So that's a big thank you from all the parents that have been in touch on that.
That's the best thing you can ever hear as an author is that you got kids into reading.
Yeah. Do you like the Spice Girls?
Do I like the Spice Girls?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because they're going to play them.
They're very current.
Who's your favorite?
Jerry.
Of course. Okay. All right. Who do you think you are? David Walliams, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.